Hare Krishna, yesterday we were on a really nice Kirandula, Shambhululasmi.
Day trip.
I was going to say expedition, but it's not an expedition. We were on a day trip, half day trip, and we went to Mamgachi, if you look at the picture section, and after after 4 hours of uploading, I finally managed to upload these pictures. And we crossed the Ganga and went over to the other side, to the Navadvip side, and my first experience, we landed at what the locals there call Prachin Mayapur. There's a temple where they say was Lord Chaitanya's birthplace. And ironically, if you look straight across the Ganga, you can see Yoga Pit on the other side. So, and from there we took a car because it's quite a long trip still to Mamgachi, to Madan Gopal Temple. And the usual way which we go is we would take the boat way, way up the Ganga. There's another sort of dead branch of the Ganga and goes up along that area as Janudweep. And it goes up and past Suryaghat, where we would get out, and Suryaghat is where Suryadev got darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then we would walk from there. From there it was just like a 20-minute, half-an-hour walk. We usually do Harinam. And Madan Gopal is the deity of Vasudev Datta, of whom we can read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, a great devotee. And other deities are there. There's the deity of, I think I mentioned, pictures are available in the picture section. Deities of Murari, Krishna Murari, or Murari Krishna, and some other deities were also there. I can't remember. And the tree under which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would rest when he would go to Vidyanagar and he would converse with Murari Krishna. So that's a very wonderful place. And devotee asked one lady to actually make a set of clothes. She made a set of clothes for the deities, which we then offered to the pujari, and they're going to put it on I think Gaur Purnima or Nityananda Trayodasi. And our old acquaintance Jagat Bandhu, he is still there, and although we heard from him that he'd broken his leg, so as you can see, he's just outside the deity room on a mattress chanting Hare Krishna. And that's really all he does every once in a while. He answers a question or he says something. And he's no longer the active self that he used to be when he would cook and do everything. And that was my thought, meditation on that trip yesterday, amongst all the other nice experiences that we had. That Jagat Bandhu, he came there when he was 8 years old and took charge of that place, received that instruction from his spiritual master. And to this very day, 92 years old now, he's still there. And although now he's gotten a relative from the village in Orissa to come and do the puja because he's incapacitated now, he can't move. In all that time, he was like a one-man show, which unfortunately is the situation with quite a few temples in India, in Navadvip, in Vrindavan, that the pujaris are a one-man show, because obviously daily worship isn't meant, it's meant to be opulent, it's meant to be done with many brahmanas, not one man, and when one man does everything, then some things inevitably get neglected. For instance, in this case, the cleanliness and the ability to be able to just keep things in order and it's visible. But still, he would rise in the morning, go miles early in the morning, go miles just to collect water for the deities, do their bathing, dressing, cooking, milking the cows, maintaining the property, taking care of the cows, and when guests come, like we'd come, and we cook for them, take care of them, all one person, and still there, even though he can't do it personally, but he's still sitting in front of the deity room and chanting Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada would sometimes complain about devotees that you're all so restless, you never stay in one place, never stick with any one service, you're always moving about. And that's, I would say, still continues to be a phenomenon, not with everybody, but with some devotees who are here today, gone tomorrow. One day they want to be pujari, next day they want to be sankirtan, next day they want to start a business and make money for Krishna, and then they come back sometime later for a job because they couldn't make any money, and always something new, which then obviously becomes really problematic if you want to develop a society, develop a community. People have to stay in place, that you know that this particular service is going on without interruption so that you can then start the next one. Otherwise, if community is always about finding a new person to do the same service, then it becomes extremely slow or more or less impossible to get anywhere. So this concept of Prabhudatta Desh, that we have a mission given to us by our acharya, by our spiritual masters, and whatever, although Desh usually means a physical place, but it also refers to the particular, in a greater sense, the particular mission, the service that one is given. And I have this service, and I do this service for my life. I live with it, I die with it, I go back to Godhead with it. And of many things, it's one of the things that Krishna is also looking for, because the spiritual world is the realm of service. It isn't that people are just shifting around, doing this, doing that, but that rather they have their nitya seva, they have their eternal service, they're eternally fixed in service to Krishna. So are they qualified for that? And Krishna's looking, is someone qualified to just stick to their service, whatever it may be, washing the floor, cooking, taking care of cows, distributing books, that, and not that either the material difficulties or mental difficulties, or just that I'm bored and I want to do something else, but that I learn to find perfection in service to Krishna, and all services are all perfect and the same, and I'm satisfied with that, and I use my service in order to perfect myself, overcome the limitations of this body and mind, and to become free from the most material nature. This is was something that was very, very visible yesterday, that no doubt probably Jagat Bandhu will leave his body in front of Madan Gopal. And strong determination that from 8 years old, now I will stay here, I'll live here, I'll die here, go back to Godhead here. So Krishna wants that type of reassurance from us. Masu Jaha. Don't worry, I'm in Krishna consciousness for life. I'm in this service for life. Hare Krishna.